Kitchen Garden on Community Radio Kilkenny City 88.7 FM with Frances Nesbitt and Mags Morrissey.
Hello and you're very welcome to the Kitchen Garden on Community Radio Kilkenny City with me, Frances Nesbitt, and of course Mags Morrissey. Remember, you can get in touch with the show by text to 086 353 7782 or by phone on 776 2777. We'd love to hear from you, so feel free to send us any questions or comments that you might have. And today on the show, we're going to be talking all about gifts for the foodie, the cook, or the gardener in your life. We've a load of guests in the studio today. So first, we're going to be joined by Siobhan from the Book Centre in Kilkenny. And you might hear a few books banging away on the desk there as Siobhan gets ready with her list for us. We're also going to be joined by two students from CBS Kilkenny today who have launched a wonderful book, Cat Food. So they're going to be coming in and talking to us about the compilation of healthy, easy recipes from their favourite hurling and camogie stars. And Shirley Lanigan will be dropping in a little later on to talk to us about some practical gifts for the gardener. So, Mags and Siobhan, you're very welcome. Mags, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good.
Very
how was
busy,
your week?
Feeling under pressure, actually.
Oh, really?
Closer gets to Christmas, yes.
How many sleeps now till Santa arrives?
Oh, not enough. I'm under a lot of pressure. I was just looking, actually, at the books across the way. I might just put my name in a few of those.
Yeah. Just give Siobhan the cash there and she doesn't have to bring them back to the shop. Siobhan, you're very welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Not at all.
Is the Book Centre mad busy at the moment?
It is getting busy now.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, this week and next week, it should be just
flat
very, very
out.
Busy. Yeah.
And will you see a kind of certain panic level pick up?
Yeah, we do towards the end. I think a lot of people leave their book buying to the very end. It's almost like it's the sort of, you know, topping up their main present.
Yeah.
So we get very, very busy towards the end, particularly Christmas Eve, which is our busiest day of the year. But it does start getting very, very busy from now on in.
And you,
thankfully.
Yeah, well, absolutely. No, it's great. And if people can support the local bookshop, that's the thing to do.
I was going to say that, you know, if people can shop locally, you know, for everything.
Mm.
I mean, it does help.
I'm seeing an
keep
awful lot of
alive.
Absolutely, and like it'd be a shame. We often think when we walk past the shop that's closed down, it's very sad and it's a shame to see it go and nobody likes to see an empty shop on a high street or a side street.
Yeah.
But there's a reason why these things happen, and if people aren't shopping locally.
Yeah, absolutely. Too much emphasis on shopping online, I'm afraid. And I know it's very convenient for a lot of people, but you know, I have to look at the long term and the bigger picture. And you know, as you say, if you start seeing businesses closing down on the high street, it's really bad for the local people, but it's also really bad for our tourists and our visitors that come to Kilkenny. And we notice that, you know, we get a lot of Americans that come to Kilkenny, and when they come into the book centre, they're an absolute, you know, awe of a real bookshop, as they call it, because they don't have anything like that left in the States. You know, they just have big chain stores, or, you know, people are buying just online all the time. So they really appreciate it and they really enjoy the experience. So, you know, I would urge people to sort of, you know, shop locally, and not just at the book centre, but support all the bookshops in town and all the shops in town, and keep our businesses open.
I had an absolute revelation one time. I used to buy quite a few books and CDs online, and I realised, because I went in one time into a bookshop and they didn't have what I wanted, and Amazon always has what you want. But then you have to wait a couple of days for it to arrive, and maybe a little longer than a couple of days for it to arrive.
Yeah.
And generally we're not buying a book in a mad rush. We're not buying a book because we need something to read tomorrow.
No,
so it might be a fortnight before you ever get around to that book,
Exactly.
You know. And what I love about the book centre and the other bookshops is that they'll order it in for you.
Yeah.
So it's there at the end of the week anyway.
Absolutely. And I mean, you know, it's all about, be patient. You know, you don't have to have it instantly. I think we're living in that sort of world these days where everything, people expect things now and they don't, they're not prepared to wait. And even with us, you know, you don't have to wait that long. We can get books in sort of 2 to 3 days sometimes if it's from a, you know, a national wholesaler. And if it's from a UK wholesaler, it might be, you know, 4 or 5 days. So it's not weeks and weeks generally.
Mm.
So, you know, I mean, it, you know.
There's also an environmental cost for ordering online in that if you buy one book from Amazon, it comes wrapped in huge big cardboard, and well, not huge big cardboard, but a lot of cardboard.
That's true.
And that has to be recycled.
Yeah,
and then Amazon are not going to pay for that recycling. We have to pay for it.
And so also, very importantly, you know, we employ local people, you know. we also pay our taxes, you know. There's all of those issues as well, which I think is why it's so important to support your local businesses.
Yes,
and we are kind of spoiled in Kilkenny, really, for the amount and the quality of the bookshops
absolutely.
That we have here.
We have about,
because you can visit other towns, other towns in Ireland, and there wouldn't be a single bookshop in the place, you know.
But you know, you don't know what you've got till it's gone.
Yes. And a proper bookshop that only has books is really nice, actually, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, we do a bit more than just books now, and we've sort of diversified, and we've got a lovely gift range now. We do cards and magazines and newspapers.
Just watch that microphone there, Siobhan.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks a million. Just because you're telling a great story, I want to make sure people can hear you.
Okay.
No, it is. It's a lovely shop. So yeah. It is. It's more than just books. The gift centre there as well, and upstairs, nice little cafe.
That's it. Yeah. So it's.
What we're trying to do is encourage people to shop locally and to pick up their presents in town where they can. And books are a fantastic present for everybody, really.
Mm-hmm.
You've brought in a huge big pile, not just a piece of paper with some names written down. Fair play to you. That's great.
Yeah, because I need to kind of see it visually, you know, if I want to kind of talk about it or mention it.
Excellent. But, so what do we start with? We start with kids. Have you got some kids there?
I have some kids. Now, there's so many amazing kids books these days, you know. I mean, where do you begin? I mean, you do get, every year we sell the David Walliams and the Wimpy Kid, which are obvious ones that people know about. And
we have a huge collection of those in my house, actually.
And they're great. I mean, they're really popular, really funny, and kids love them. But if you wanted something just sort of that you mightn't necessarily have heard of, I picked out a couple of
new
ones. This one, The Explorer by Catherine Rundell.
Oh, yeah.
And it's for the sort of 9 to 13 age group. And she's written quite a few books now at this stage. She's very well respected, a fantastic author, won loads of prizes for various books of hers. And this one is about a boy whose plane crashes in the Amazon and he has to find his way back home through the Amazon. So it's an adventure story.
Oh, wow.
Very well written, and very worth having a look at.
I'm taking that one.
There's also this one, a new title called Nevermore by Jessica Townsend. She's Australian, and it's done very well over in Australia, and they've got great hopes for it over this side of the water. It's basically for fans of Harry Potter.
Ah, right. So it's kind of fantasy.
It's fantasy. Yeah. Lots of witches.
Really attractive
wizards.
Cover on that.
And it's the first in a series, but supposed to be amazing and bound to, you know, keep going.
So get in early, buy it now, and then when the series is worth a fortune.
Exactly. If you're looking for something new, because a lot of people have done Harry Potter and they want something else. And there are lots of alternatives out there now, because they know it's, you know, they're onto a good thing.
Miss Rowling did very well out of hers, so everybody else
wants.
She's
still doing very well. Yeah. I mean, there's lots of new Harry Potter titles this year, lots of illustrated books. They've done some amazing productions, so it's still going strong.
That's amazing.
And there's still a new audience. I mean, we still get kids coming in looking for the first in the series, you know, it just keeps going. And it's amazing.
The publisher of the J.K. Rowling books, somebody was telling me, a chef friend of mine was telling me that they're the ones that will take a chance on cookbooks by new authors.
Bloomsbury.
Because they have a bundle of cash or a bucket of cash that they've made from Harry Potter books. And so they're able to take a kind of chance where other publishers might not.
Yeah.
So they're very well thought of.
Which is a good thing. I mean, so she's done a lot for, you know, chefs and...
Yes, for everybody.
everybody. This is another new title by an established author called Cressida Cowell. She did the How to Tame Your Dragon.
That's right.
They made movies out of it. Yeah. This is for the slightly older age range, 9 to 13. It's The Wizards of Once. And again, another fantasy book, first in a series. It's about a wizard boy and a girl warrior who are enemies, sworn enemies. And it's all about what happens when their worlds collide. And
oh, that sounds perfect.
Yeah, it's, again, a very well-established, good author, quality author.
The Wizard of Once.
The Wizard of Once.
And that's suitable for boys and girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. so is the explorer, you know. I mean, there's a crossover between the boys or girls.
I have one of each in my house, you see. Yeah. So it's handy when you buy one book and then it passes.
Exactly. And then the last kids' book I've chosen is this one, The Goldfish Boy. Again, suitable for boys and girls, that same age range, 9 to 13, about a boy with OCD. And a little toddler next door goes missing, and he tries to find out what happened to the little boy. So it's an interesting story. And a bit like, I don't know if you've heard of Wonder by Lacio.
Yes.
Yeah, like a similar sort of genre, you know, because the boy has OCD and, you know. It's,
that was a very popular book, Wonder.
It's an amazing
book. It's a movie now.
Yeah, they've just made a movie out of it, but it's a fantastic read for adults and kids alike, you know. So that's what I've chosen from the kids' books, but there are so many more that I could have gone through today.
Now, we have to mention some foodie books. And while I was down there the other day talking to you, I did see lots of kind of baking books for kids and stuff like that. So that's very popular, I'd imagine, as well, is it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think, particularly baking, I think a lot of kids enjoy that more so than general cooking.
Yeah.
But we do try and stock a range of baking books because they all enjoy having a little go in the kitchen.
Absolutely. My own little one as well. And I think it's fantastic if you give them a little bit of confidence, like when they're between 9 and kind of 12 and 13.
They
retain that for life, I'm sure.
Absolutely. They'll be a bit more adventurous then. They'll try new things.
And some of them come with little kind of chef's hats and little aprons and stuff
like
that. They
do. There's lots of little kits and things like that you can get.
Lovely present maybe for granny to give a granddaughter or something like that. Or a grandson indeed. Yep.
Why not?
Are we going to move up the age range a little now?
I've chosen just one or a couple of novels.
Yeah.
One I read myself this year, which I thought was the best read of the year for me. It's Eleanor Oliphant Is Completely Fine is the title of the book.
Eleanor Oliphant
Is Completely Fine by Gail Honeyman. And it's won a lot of awards. It's been up for many people who do the end of the year book reviews. A lot of people have chosen this.
Mm-hmm.
It's quirky. It's a little bit different. It's about a character who's probably maybe on the spectrum a little bit unusual, a bit different. And it's about her life and her experiences told through her eyes. But a really good read, very well written, and I highly recommend it.
And was that a first book by that author?
That I'm not too sure. It's the first time I've come across her, but I think we'll be hearing a lot more from her. And you see on the back here, it was BBC Radio 2's Book Club Choice as well.
Oh, wow.
And it was up for the Costa Book Awards this year. So a lot of recommendations for that one. It's been selling very well. And anybody I've recommended it to has enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So that would be my choice.
Sunday Times bestseller list there as well, I see.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. I tell you what we'll do, Siobhan, before we move on to some of the others, we might just take a short little break so we can get these ads out of the way.
Yeah.
And are you okay to stick around for another few minutes?
No problem.
Great. And then we'll talk about some more gifts. And Mags, you probably have some books for the cook or the gardener as well on your big, long list. Great. Okay. So we'll be back in just a couple of minutes after these. Thanks. Call us now on 056-7762-777. Text us on 086-353-7782. And you're very welcome back to The Kitchen Garden. I'm Francis Nesbitt. I'm here with Mags Morrissey. And thanks to those who have contacted the show. Remember, you can send us in questions or comments by text to 086-353-7782 or by phone on 776-2777. There's a question in here, Siobhan. Siobhan has joined us from the Book Centre in Kilkenny. There's a question in, Siobhan, the first book in the series, the new fantasy one, what's the name of it again, please?
Nevermore?
Nevermore. That's the one. Really, really attractive kind of cover on that gold print. And it's N-E-V-E-R-M-O-O-R, Nevermore. It's all about magicians as well, I think, is it?
Yeah.
Super, great. So we'd moved on from kids then. We're on to the adults. You'd given us one recommendation for a good novel that seems to have kind of swept across the board great praise. The Eleanor Oliphant is Completely Fine by Gail Honeyman. Mm-hmm. What have we got next?
I was just going to mention the Lee Child's new one, The Midnight Line, which mm-hmm. is selling incredibly well. And every year we have the same sort of authors, like John Grisham has got a new book, the usual sort of suspects, John Connolly, Michael Connolly. There's loads to choose from. I mean, we have a huge amount of, you know, new fiction in stock that I couldn't bring them all.
Yeah, today. of course.
There's so much to choose from. But I was going to move on to maybe some gardening books.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That'd be great.
The one we're doing really well with at the moment is by a local author who I believe is coming in later on.
It's Shirley Lanigan.
Open Gardens of Ireland.
Oh, lovely book.
We're selling lots and lots of that at the moment, doing really, really well. A lovely little book. I also picked this one called Blooming Marvellous by Zoe Devlin. And it's got a really attractive cover.
That is gorgeous.
It's the subtitle is A Wildflower Hunter's Year. And she's an expert in wildflowers and all sorts of things out in the wild. But I think the nice thing about this is that she includes some recipes as well as sort of remedies and all sorts of things like that. Beautiful little book. An amazing gift, I think, for anybody who's interested in gardening or flowers or nature. It's just a fantastic little...
Zoe Devlin, now I haven't marked too many of these for my Santa list, but if anybody was looking for a gift for me for Christmas, Blooming Marvellous by Zoe Devlin, A Wildflower Hunter's Year. Yeah, I like the sound
like
of that.
Yeah,
that's gorgeous to look at.
And it's a lovely size, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, very nicely produced. Mm.
And through that, then, that's a kind of by-the-month things to look out for, is it?
Is it
well illustrated?
She does it month by month. Yes, it is.
Super.
Lots of lovely, lovely pictures of lots of wildflowers and
that's
insects,
really nice, yeah.
Bugs, everything.
It's just recently published, isn't it?
Yeah,
in the last couple of months, yeah.
She's done the Wildflowers of Ireland. I mean, she's done a couple of books on the Wildflowers of Ireland that we sort of regularly stock and sell, but this is her new one, and I have to say it looks...
And how much is that?
That one is retailing at $16.99.
$16.99. That looks really, really nice book. Yeah. That's gorgeous. Mm. You had a book that you wanted to talk about as well, Mike, did you?
Oh, The Cultured Club by Dervla Reynolds. She was actually at Savour last year. So it's all about making your own fermented foods. It's a really nicely presented book, really easy to follow. I just think it'll be a nice present for somebody. You know, you could give them some nice jars and maybe some starter bits and pieces, like a nice bag of chilies or something like that. But it's anybody who wants to get into fermenting their own foods, it's the one to go for. And she's very kind of approachable and normal and everything, and it comes across in the book, and it's it makes it kind of simplifies fermenting and everything, and some really nice recipes, really useful type stuff.
It's very on trend at the moment, the whole cultured foods.
It is, yeah.
But that'd be a great present.
It would be a nice present, actually, yeah.
Cookbooks, they always sell well at this time of the year at Siobhan, do they?
There's several. I mean, they always bring out their cookbooks at Christmas time. I think it's a traditional sort of, you know, gift to give somebody, anybody who's interested in cooking and or baking, which most people are, I guess.
Well, people are certainly interested in eating. Anyway.
Yeah.
And I find with cookbooks, there's no way all of these recipes can possibly ever be made. So
I
a lot
know.
Of people just like to browse them.
They do. And I think people just buy them and collect them and have a look through them, but not necessarily, you know, use them. I mean, I'm guilty of that myself. I love looking at cookbooks. I love looking at recipes to get ideas, but I don't often actually use them. I might use one recipe in the book and then that's it.
I think we're all guilty of that. It's called hoarding when it's...
I actually get rid of them if I don't use them.
Do you?
Really?
Which is very unusual for me because I'm not, you know, particularly organised or anything. Yeah. But I don't like having a cookbook sitting there that I don't use. Even if I just reference it the odd time, that's enough. But I've never used anything in it. It's gone.
Yeah.
Wow, that's fairly harsh. I have a huge, I have two shelves full of cookbooks at home. And okay, they might move towards the window if they don't get used. But
and then it's remembering which one that recipe is in that you want to use.
Yes.
And you can never remember.
I have a plan, Siobhan, that I'm going to get a folder, and in my folder I'm going to reference all of the recipes and what book they're in, the ones that I really like, and then I'm going to organise it by the time of the year, and I'm going to organise it by the type of food.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Someone might give you a folder for Christmas.
We'll look at that again in 2049. And what's selling particularly well then now?
Well, Jamie Oliver is selling very well.
Good man, Jamie. Well done. Yeah, he needs to top up that 15 million.
He does.
I have to say, though, I have to be honest, his latest book, The Five Ingredients book, I did get it, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
It's I've tried five or six recipes from it now, and they're all terrible. Yeah. But he has done brilliant things for food. He's made it very accessible, like cooking in the kitchen, for particularly for younger people. And some of the books are fantastic. But that latest one, I'm just not a fan of.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a few of his books. They went.
The Naked Chef books are fantastic.
I think the earlier ones were good. Yeah.
Are they still available, Sean?
Yeah.
The Naked
Chef
books are superb.
Yeah, yeah.
And another great thing, if you go to a cook's house and you take down the cookbooks and there's lots and lots of spills and bits of gravy and ingredients, you know, scattered throughout the books. If it's kind of tatty, you know it's a good book. My Naked Chef books are in bits because I use them a lot.
Yeah. There's the Nigella's got a new one.
Always very nice to look at.
Yeah.
Very sumptuous.
Very nicely produced. Mm. Rachel Allen, of course. She always brings one out at Christmas. And then Mary Berry. We've got a complete cookbook. We've got a couple of Mary Berry cookbooks in stock.
The Mary Berry phenomenon.
Yeah.
She's never heard of Mary Berry before The Great Bake Off.
Oh, I had.
Okay.
But then that's just showing my age, really. But. But yes, she's made her complete resurgence, and she's producing loads of, or the publishers are producing loads of books of her old recipes. This one's revised. It's the complete cookbook by Mary Berry, and it's a new edition, so it's revised, but it's got everything in it. It's a bit like the sort of, you know, Delia Smith complete cookbook. You know, it does all the basic, all the old traditional stuff, and all the basic kind of recipes that, you know, a beginner, I suppose, somebody who's new to cooking, would find useful.
It's always handy to have one of those reference books on the shelf.
Yeah.
So whether it's Delia or
reliables.
Absolutely, because when you go looking for the time piece of roast pork or how do you make stuffing for a chicken, you know.
A bit like Doreen Allen's good at that as well.
Yeah, some of the Ballymaloe ones,
Forgotten Skills.
That's
great. She's got a new one this year as well. I think it's Eat Nourish Grow.
Nourish, I think, is it?
Yeah. Lovely, big, chunky one. Mm. But
and she's encouraging people to grow their own in that book.
Yeah, which
And they grow an awful lot of the stuff down at the cookery school now. They've a garden down there.
That's right.
Three-acre garden or something. Yeah. It's a fabulous thing to look at. I'm a big fan of hers. And that Forgotten Skills book, I was referencing it during the week to look for a recipe for spiced beef. And in there is bresaola. Like, very kind of exotic curing dish. And that book must be 10 or 12 years old, way ahead of its time.
And in fairness, Myrtle Allen was way ahead of her time here in Ireland a long time ago. Mm. So yeah, there's great stuff in that book, actually. Like, if that was the only cookbook you had, you'd survive very well, you know.
The Forgotten Skills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's everything in it.
Mm. So I suppose if we're talking to people about shopping locally and using their local bookshop, maybe use or buy books by Irish authors as well. If you're considering buying some books like that.
Great. That's true, too.
Excellent. Well, thanks very much for coming in, Siobhan, all the way up from the Book Centre, and thanks a million for struggling under the pile of books that you brought us in as well. And you've one more that you want to mention there?
I was just going to say you could use this as a prize.
Oh, lovely. That's very decent of you, Siobhan. That's very decent of you. Thank you very much. Okay. Thanks a million. We'll come up with a question maybe during the ads. And that's very decent of you. So we've Mary Berry's complete cookbook there to give away to a listener. That's fantastic. Thanks very much for that.
You're welcome.
Right, we better take another ad break, and then we have some guests outside that are going to come in to join us then. So we'll be back in just a couple of minutes after these. And remember, you can get in touch with the show. Email us on studio@communityradiokilkennycity.ie. Call us now on 056-7762-777. And you're very welcome back to The Kitchen Garden. I'm Francis Nesbitt, and I'm here with Mags Morrissey. And this show goes out at 4 o'clock every Friday live and then is repeated on Monday, 4 to 5. So if you're listening to the repeat on Monday, don't bother texting us or calling us because we won't be able to read your message. But if you're listening on Friday, today, give us a shout by text on 086-353-7782 or by phone on 776-2777. I have two other guests in. So we've been talking to Siobhan from the Book Centre all about books for the cook and the gardener in your life. And now I'm actually joined by two compilers of a book, local book, that's available this Christmas. I'm joined by Conor McCarthy and Colm Dunn, CBS Kilkenny students, and they recently launched their wonderful cookbook, Cat Food, a compilation of healthy and easy recipes from some of your favourite hurling and camogie stars. Lads, you're very welcome.
Thanks very much.
Thanks a million for coming in to us.
It was a pleasure.
Good. So you're well used to the radio and stuff now. I've heard an awful lot about this book, but tell us how it all came about.
Well, I suppose it's a TY Enterprise project, mm-hmm. and myself and Colm decided that we'd like to do something for TY Enterprise. So I love cooking, and Colm loves everything about the GAA. So we said we'd try and combine both our passions to see what anything come out of it at all. So we're happy anyway. We decided to go with a cookbook, something a bit quirky for a change. It'd be something nice. So
brilliant.
And
you've been working on it since September, isn't it?
Yeah, about September. We started working in September, and between getting surveys out and getting surveys back, and then we had to polish up the surveys and compile it into a book format, and that was what took a lot of the time.
A lot of work goes into that. And people think that students in their transition year do nothing. You guys have certainly been working hard.
Yeah, that's definitely not true anyway.
we do far from nothing.
So it's not the DOS year that the reputation is kind of spreading.
No, it isn't, definitely not.
Good. I think it's a fantastic idea to actually encourage people to learn a bit about enterprise and how to make a few quid and the work that goes into all of these kinds of things.
I'm just looking at Davy Fitzgerald's actually page. Can I see, show you Davy Fitzgerald?
Yeah.
He's not very smiley in it, but he has a nice recipe for beef stew.
Yeah, I think it's seldom now you'd find a picture of him smiling.
I think that was taken after a match you might have lost.
Really?
Oh, right.
Did you pick that photograph?
Yeah, we did.
And that's a beef stew recipe.
Beef stew. Now, he prepares it in 15 minutes, which is fair play to him, actually. That's pretty quick.
Jeepers, I made a beef stew during the week and it went on at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and I ate it at 8 o'clock.
Well, no, he's prep time now, in fairness.
Oh,
he wasn't.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Right. I like a slow-cooked stew. And how many recipes are in the book, roughly?
56.
56?
Yep.
Nothing rough about that, exactly.
No, definitely not.
And tell me some of the contributors then that gave you recipes.
So I suppose we have stars from inside and outside the county. We have Walter Walsh, Tommy Walsh, we have Porrig Walsh, Henry Shefflin, Brian Cody.
Bubbles Dwyer, isn't it? Seamus Callan there from outside the county, Joe Canning.
Yeah.
And we even got Dermot Connolly as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And have you tried all of these recipes?
No, we haven't tried them all now.
Not them all yet, no. I'd say it would be another 2 or 3 months before if the book was to be published before they were all tried and tested.
Very good. But
there's a turkey stir fry one, actually.
Oh,
might be handy at Christmas.
Very handy.
They come very well recommended, though.
Yeah, good.
Brennan.
A bit of festivity in it.
Yeah. And you asked them to provide a recipe for something that they really like. Is that how it worked?
Their favourite recipe at home that they cook themselves.
Oh, very good.
Or that their partner cooks for them if they don't cook themselves.
If they're not a fan of the cooking.
Yes.
Yeah.
So these are kind of tried and tested over the years by themselves.
Yeah, they are. And depending on their goodwill, I suppose, to see.
Make sure they got their measures right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But even the pros get it wrong. Occasionally you see typos and stuff like that. So it can happen in all of the books. And you did the kind of layout and the styling of the book then as well?
Yeah, I did. That took a lot of time as well. That's why it took as long to try and get it all right, to get the fonts right, the formatting of it, the pictures, and then to make sure obviously the proofreading took ages as well.
Yeah, to make sure we hadn't words spelt wrong or words that we didn't want in, or things phrased wrong, make sure everything made sense. That was a big part of it as well.
Or 20,000 grams of salt where it really should have been 20.
Oh, definitely,
like
yeah.
Very important to
don't
get right.
Don't feed anyone, yes, anyway.
Very good.
But you did it in a really short time.
Yeah, it was hell for leather now for the three to four months now. We're sick of each other now. Seeing each other every day, trying to get everything perfect.
There was many a day spent in the computer room with heads locked in consultation, and we were very busy from about late October to the end of November. Was our very busy stretch, because that was when the surveys were coming in.
Yeah.
And we would add a survey as it came in, we would add it to the book.
Very good.
So we were constantly updating what we had until we had the finished product.
And have many students from CBS and Kilkenny now gotten themselves onto the radio to talk about their TY project?
Not that I know of, anyway.
No.
Is there a bit of jealousy in the class that you lads are doing very well?
Well, I suppose we haven't seen them really. We haven't been in the class.
We've been so busy in the last few weeks.
Yeah, we've been out and about instead of in sitting down.
Right, very good. Well, fair play to you lads. It's really brilliant. It really is. And where can people pick up the book?
You can buy it in the book centre. It's been dropped into Stonehouse Books, in the Design Centre in Langton's.
Cannon's Bookshop as well. Yeah. And we'll often be over in McDonough Junction Shopping Centre. We have a stall outside of the shop only. And we'll be there tomorrow and we'll be there next week as well.
And then we'll probably be in the AIB Bank as well, maybe next Thursday from about 10 till 2.
Yeah, possibly.
Oh, it's very decent of the lads as well, to let you come in.
Yeah,
then.
They've been very helpful now, yeah.
Super. And where was the book printed? Can you tell me?
Modern printers. And Liam Cody and his gang up there were absolutely excellent to us.
They were second to none.
Yeah.
I was hoping you were going to say it was printed locally as well. That's super.
Oh, that's important. Yeah,
that's important. Local business is important.
As well as the cover as well, actually. Ciara O'Donoghue, a very talented artist from fifth year in presentation secondary, she did a fantastic job of the book as the book cover.
Oh, that is really
good.
Yeah, it's
lovely. So, I love the title, actually. It's very clever.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Cat food. Cat spelt with a K. Recipes from the stars. And a very stylish cat there. And then the Kilkenny logo, of course. And the Avonmore branding. Did Avonmore pay you any money for sponsorship on the front of the book? You might want to chase that up, lads. You might be missing a trick there.
Oh, yeah. they'd be sorry now you said that.
Yeah, exactly. Tell them I sent you. There's one by Jackie Tyrrell. Steak and sweet potatoes. And Davina Tobin, Chicken Supreme, that's another classic.
There's a couple of turkey recipes actually, just quite
they'd
handy.
Be really, really handy just after Christmas.
If anyone is trying to figure out what to do with that last bit of turkey after Christmas,
and DJ Carey
cooking it.
Mincemeat and homemade chips. Oh, good man.
Yeah.
Jeez,
Traditionality, anyway.
It's really, really well done.
We have everything from the steak and the cabbage and bacon and spuds to the chili con carne.
Very good. And these lads, of course, like nutrition and stuff for the sports person is very important.
It's very important. Yeah, any of them we talked to, they were saying that it's not as like it used to be when they used to go to Langton's or whatever, they could order whatever now, but now it's the nutritionist that puts the order in for them and to make sure they're eating the right things.
Yeah, and heavy on the protein, I'm sure, as well, for
protein
muscle
and
recovery.
And carbohydrates for energy, and it's all about keeping going.
Excellent. And how much did you say it was again?
€10.
€10. Jeez, that is a brilliant value.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have to go back into a second run or a third run, I'd say. It is big demand itself.
Yeah, there is big demand for it, yeah. So I advise people to go out and get it now if they want it.
Excellent. And there's Brian Cody's. Oh, Brian Cody's a fan of Leg of Lamb.
Yeah. He is, apparently.
Yeah. That's lovely. Although I don't know where he ever get the time to cook, because he stayed out in Crowan Cottages with me a little while ago. Maybe I shouldn't be saying anything. But he was on the phone the whole time when he wasn't working on the phone the whole time. He must be the busiest man in Ireland.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, lads, thanks a million for coming into
us. Yeah, thanks very much for having
and
us.
I hope it really goes well. And so you're going to be in McDonough Junction tomorrow, Saturday.
Yeah.
Yes.
And next you've stalled week as there.
Well. Yeah.
Very good. And then it's in AIB on Thursday.
Possibly,
so that's the 21st.
Yeah.
If we're not on AIB, we will be in McDonough. It'll be one of the two places.
Yeah.
Brilliant. And it's available then in most of the bookshops.
Yes, Book Centre and Stonehouse Books and Cannon's Books up on James Street.
And the Kilkenny Design Centre as well.
Excellent. Yeah. And the lads are very good for stocking it for you.
There's a photograph
of the two editors on the front, Transition Year Students at CBS Kilkenny. Well, well done to yourselves and well done to the lads, everybody that helped you out with that. Really attractive book.
Thanks very much.
Thanks very much.
And it would make a great stocking filler for the GAA fan.
It definitely would.
Definitely would. Targeted at anyone from 494.
I've heard there's a few GAA fans actually in Kilkenny. Not being from here, I have heard that a few people are
I'm not sure. Not being from here either. Being from Tipperary.
That's very good. You're very good for coming in. Thanks, Amelia. We're going to take a short ad break. And then we have another guest coming in to talk to us about guests, our gifts for the gardener in our lives. And Mags, you have another list of gifts there to go through.
I do.
And if you have any suggestions for gifts for foodies or for cooks or for gardeners, you can give us a shout. You can drop us a text to 086 353 7782 or by phone on 776 2777. And we'll be back shortly after these. Call us now on 056 7762 777. Email us on studio at communityradiokilkennycity.ie. And you're very welcome back to the Kitchen Garden with me, Frances Nesbitt, and I'm here with Mags Morrissey. And thank you very much to those who have contacted the show. And we have had a message in from Mary Pierce for the Homeless, is looking for dry food, for example, pasta sauces, hot cups, tea bags, sugar, biscuits, or breakfast cereals, and also warm clothing such as hats, gloves, scarves. So that's Mary Pierce for the Homeless, and you can contact Mary on 085 707 5348. And St. Mary's Cathedral in Kilkenny we're on, and they'd like us to mention their annual carols at the cathedral. That's Sunday 17th of December at 7:30. St. Mary's Cathedral Choir will be in attendance. Now, Mags, this Mary Berry's cookbook that Siobhan left behind from the book centre, this is £34.
It's a big book.
It's a big book. We'll have to do a competition for this next week, I think, rather than giving it away in a hurry now.
Yes, absolutely.
And we'll kick it off at the start of the show next week, and we'll come up with a suitable question. Beautifully produced. I have to say, there's like an awful lot of stuff in here, from everything from kind of preparing cuts to guinea fowl, Madeira, and some beautiful...
It's a nice kind of present book, actually.
It's
very generous of the bookshop.
Very generous of the book centre, absolutely. And thanks a million again to Siobhan for coming into us. And remember, if you are buying books, try buy locally, not necessarily just from the book centre, but take a wander around town and utilise the bookshops while we have them. Now, it's been all food so far. Let's talk about the poor old gardener. I feel the gardener hasn't got much of a mention over recent weeks. I know the weather's against us and stuff.
Yes. But I have four little things that I found just silly presents.
The gardener.
No, they're not for the gardener.
Is this for the cook again?
The gardener when he comes into the kitchen. Could that be all right? I actually went researching and like I came across the most silliest things.
Okay, what
so how about a portable cheese melt utensil?
Excellent.
Everybody need one of those?
You do.
Or you could have a divided meal skillet. So you can buy a skillet that's divided into six different portions and you can do different things in different bits. We never needed one of those. We'll all survive without one of those, I think.
I sometimes wonder, of all of the millions that's spent at Christmas on gifts, how many of those millions are on things that nobody wanted, will never be used, or maybe re-gifted?
Yes. That's what I'd be doing with the meal skillet.
I have to say, my sister once bought me a box of smellies, you know, aftershave and stuff like that. And it was used as a spot prize in I don't know how many competition fundraisers over the
years.
Somebody
kept putting it back in.
I won it myself twice.
It's probably still going around.
Probably still.
There's another thing I spotted. It was a clear view toaster. The side of your toaster was clear, mm-hmm. so you could watch your toast toasting. Another thing we don't need to do, I think.
And how much is that now? Where did you see that?
That was 50-something euro, I think.
Oh, my God. Wow.
But then the best thing of all, actually, which was very cheap, less than a tenner anyway, was Never Soggy Cereal Bowl. So a cereal bowl that was divided in two, so you'd put your milk in one side and your cereal in the other, and then with your spoon you'd dip your cereal into your milk just as you're ready to eat it to keep your cereal crunchy. Again, I think we'll survive without that.
I think we probably could, but... There's a place that's great for that kind of gadgety kind of gifts. And TK Maxx down in McDonough Junction, I went wandering around there looking for gifts with the kids one night during the week. And I saw some of the maddest kind of stuff down there. None of it particularly expensive. But while I was wandering around, getting back to the gardener, I did see a few things that might be nice for the gardener in your life down there. As well as some tools and handmade tools and stuff like that, there were kind of little flower pots and mugs for, you know, with head gardener written on them, and little cacti sets and stuff like that.
They're nice little things.
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice little things. And of course, then the local garden centres would also have quite a few bits and pieces in. Maybe when Shirley gets in, she might talk to us a bit more about those.
Well, I'm going to flower pot after here, actually.
Flower power, yes.
They often have nice bits and pieces, and mm-hmm. like if you're looking for a nice bird feeder or a water for your birds, those sort of things are very nice down there. They're very helpful, actually. I just like
that. To look after you. No, it's a nice garden centre, all right, yeah. And there's a big selection of stuff then up in Woody's, of course, as well, on the ring road. But I was in Pat's place buying some wreaths yesterday for the cottages, and they're very busy. Lots of people in buying their wreaths and other kind of, you can tell there was a baskets of gifts kind of going out the door. So it's nice that people are kind of doing the shopping locally as well.
Yeah, there's actually a lovely shop on John Street just for Christmas with local craft. So it's got kind of pottery, ceramics, some wooden pieces, and I saw a really nice, it was of Mount Brandon actually, kind of an embroidered piece. Actually, I don't have the right terminology for it, but anyway, if you were looking for a wall hanging type thing, that's a lovely shop. It's kind of, I think it's where, you know, the festival office is at times.
Oh, yes.
Just
yes.
Along there. That's worth going to.
So it's a little pop-up shop.
Pop-up shop, but of all local stuff. And I was also in the Green Grocers actually earlier, and they have some gorgeous hampers. Not coming in your traditional baskets, they're coming in kind of really nice Hessian bags. Mm-hmm. But they had things like some really nice crackers, like Sheridan's crackers or Isle of Crackers, who make the nice little heart-shaped ones with the seeds and stuff. Some like local rapeseed oil, some nice olive oils, some lovely organic wines, and all very nicely presented, and some lovely gifts actually in those. Another little handy present actually is the you know, the little coffee cups.
Mm-hmm. The reusable cups.
Reusable cups. They're
like we were talking about there not so long ago.
Yeah, for the Conscious Cup campaign. So there's lots of those on the market. Green Grocer has some of them, but you get those in lots of other shops. Some really nice patterns and really nice designs, and kind of at maybe 12-ish euro. So it's a nice little gift. What are other things? Nicholas Moss always has like a great selection of pottery, obviously, but and if you're in Bennett's Bridge, there's another shop called Crafted, and they have some really nice craft things, and then a really nice coffee shop. Oh, so that's definitely worth a little visit. Where else? Allen's. I actually love the back of Allen's with all their kitchen stuff. Like, if any cook would find something in there, like, there's really good kind of quality products. They have a great baking section, so you'll definitely find something in there.
And actually, Allen's, speaking of shopping online and stuff earlier on, I remember going looking for a gravy jug. You know, one of the jugs that separates the fat from the gravy?
Oh, yes, yeah.
And went looking for one online because I broke one, and realised that it was only going to cost me a couple of euro, but the shipping was going to cost me more than the actual jug. Into Allen's the next day, there it was, for even less than I saw it online for.
I think it's a great value shop, actually.
It is a superb value shop. Yeah. A great range of kitchen kind of stuff down there, too.
Yeah.
We have to give our sponsors a mention, of course. Down to Wong's for maybe a nice selection of ingredients down there for a hamper for the real cook.
Well, I actually met a lady in the street this morning, and she had a bag of food with her, and she said her parents have everything, so she was making up a hamper herself. She was putting in nice food and making up a hamper. And it's true, we do have an awful lot of things, but everybody needs food, so nice food at Christmas, I always think, is a really nice present.
That's a really nice touch.
And Wong's have great stuff, actually, if you're looking for any kind of herbs and spices, and if they don't have it, they'll get it for you too.
Yeah, yeah.
And the same with the Gourmet Store, and Siobhan in Glossary does amazing hampers too.
She's running a great competition actually on Facebook at the moment. If you're on Facebook, check out the Glossary and Goodies Facebook page, and there's a competition there. Very easy to enter. You just like and share the post, and you're in with a chance to win one of our massive big hampers.
Ooh, I didn't see that. Yes, I'll have a look at that.
I've already liked and shared it 15 times.
So you're in with a great chance.
And the butchers, then we had the lads in from Grogan and Ben, or John in from Grogan and Ben recently, but they also have a nice range of kind of ingredients
they
and
do.
Stuff in the shop.
Yeah, they do actually. They have a nice few
and
bits
sauces
and pieces
and stuff.
Yeah, really, I think they really have some cookbooks as well. Actually,
yes, you're right. Mostly meat focused now.
Yes,
but you'd
that's
expect
okay.
You'd expect that. Very good. I tell you, one I came across during the week. Do you know the Black Cat Game Shop on Friary Street?
I know, yes. I know. I've never been in it, but I do know where you're talking about.
Lovely, lovely little shop just beside the Fish Centre there on Friary Street, right down near High Street. And it's just games, so just board games and card games and so on. They actually seem to have a club that goes in and plays games in there as well, so it's kind of a social centre as well as a shop. But games are a big part of my Christmas. I love to play board games, and it's the time when nobody is looking for me, so I've time to sit down and play with the kids. And so I'd always go in there and try and pick up a new game for Christmas. And one I saw was the Cottage Garden, a strategy game that lets you plot out or plan out your allotment.
Wow.
Yeah.
Could you transfer that to reality then in the new year. I think I'd like that.
It's beautiful artwork. Yeah. Absolutely beautiful. A little board game where it's kind of like Tetris, where you try and match your little veg plantings and stuff beside each other.
And have you got little, what are your little tokens and things?
There, it's, like all, it's all made of cardboard, you know, little cardboard shapes that you arrange on the board for 3 to 8 players, I think. Right. And he was saying that it's really, really popular with the kind of board game aficionados. Now, it was about £30. It's not cheap, but a really, really nice...
Yeah, that is nice.
...beautifully produced game as well. And another nice little business locally that we could support here in Kilkenny.
Yes, absolutely.
Are games a big part of Christmas out in your place?
Yeah. Monopoly. We actually have Chelsea Monopoly, if anybody likes to play soccer games. The boys are outside, actually. That's very popular. And I do have to concentrate very hard on that because I wouldn't be so great on the players and that. And some kind of word games and that. We got one last year called, I think it was Bananarama or that. It was great fun anyway. There'll be lots of board games played.
I'm sure there's some foodie kind of themed.
We kind of like charades and things like that too, I have to confess.
Well, the traditional ones are great.
Yeah.
And some of the games like require a big investment of time, like Monopoly. I can't remember the last time I actually finished a game of Monopoly. It can go on for days.
Yeah. Not the Chelsea one. I'll give you that. You can buy stadiums and things.
A Chelsea Monopoly, the quick, the shortcut to Monopoly then. You'd recommend that.
Or maybe it's just my impatience was kind of moving it along. I'm not sure. Another present, actually, if someone is, you know, is take somebody out for lunch before Christmas. I just think that's a nice idea. Buy them a nice lunch and a glass of wine. Sometimes people want to do something rather than have just something to keep. So I think that's a nice idea.
That's a really good idea, actually, yeah, if you're both able to find the time, if you're organised enough to take an extra long lunch or maybe do it while you're in town buying the last of the last of the Christmas presents.
Exactly.
And don't forget then, of course, that you can pick up some of these books, like this Mary Berry's Complete Cookbook that the nice lads down in the book centre have given us for a competition prize for next week. Just lifting it up there, geez, I nearly put my back out. I think it must weigh a couple of kilos.
Yeah, it's big, isn't it?
Massive.
Sorry, a few other kind of gardening gifts that kind of just came into my head. Mm-hmm. Trees.
Yes.
This is the time of the year to plant trees, so they're a great gift. Or, you know, some hedging for somebody. And then another present that would be fabulous is a couple of hours of your time. If you were short on cash but had hours of time, you could donate a few hours to somebody, your mammy or somebody. She'd be delighted, I'm sure.
Give them a voucher, but make sure you actually let them redeem it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And show up and actually do the time. Don't just promise it and vanish.
Or, you know, something for spring planting would be nice too. So there's lots of things for the garden. And there's loads, there's a great selection of tools. Nice tools. You can actually even buy tools with, you know, your name and everything personalised and all sorts of things like that.
I think the tree is an excellent suggestion, because if you give it to a loved one or a family member or whatever, when they plant that, every time they look at that tree, they'll have to think of you, you know. And particularly if it's a fruit tree, then that kind of gives something that they can use through the year. So that's a really nice idea. And you're right.
And it's really easy to wrap. And you can hide it.
It's the ideal time of the year to kind of be planting one as well.
Yeah.
So the local garden centres, I'm sure, will be able to give you some advice on that. If you're buying an apple tree, though, one thing to check is the rootstock that it's on. So the rootstock controls the size that the tree will eventually grow to. And so if somebody has a massive, massive big garden, you don't want to give them a small little container apple tree that'll never get higher than 3 feet, and vice versa. If they have a small patio, you don't want to give them something on an M25 that's going to grow into an absolutely massive tree. So ask advice in the garden centre and check the rootstock that the tree is on. But that's a really nice idea.
Yeah.
I need a new fork for the garden because I'm always breaking them, digging. So I'd need a really nice one of those. Because I'm kind of tired of the cheapy ones, you know, breaking. So I want something like that. And a new pair of wellies.
Wellies?
You can't go wrong with a really nice pair of wellies.
No, that's true, actually.
I'm using my emergency ones at the moment because the really nice ones I had died after a few years. But the emergency ones have that horrible...
You have a long list this year, don't you?
I do have a long list, but nobody will listen. And I'll probably end up with another smelly kit from my sister. We'll give it away as a prize in here some week.
I did get wellies a couple of years ago as a present, actually, good wellies, and it is a nice present.
Because they can be expensive.
they can. Really good ones are like 70, 80, more euro.
Even more.
But if you're actually spending a lot of time in the garden, it's worth having a good pair.
It really is. I'm using my emergency ones at the moment, which means that the sock on my left foot eventually comes off after I walk about 50 paces, which is just a nightmare.
Okay. I'm not sure how to help you with
you're
that.
Out in the garden. So I'm looking forward to getting a nice new pair of wellies. And if I don't get one off Santa, well, then I'll just have to go out on Stephen's Day and buy myself.
In the sales, maybe?
Yeah. I'll trade in all of the rubbish presents I get, try and sell my smelly kit that I will doubtlessly get off my sister and
buy
a nice
pair
of
wellies. Fork, you can buy your wellies too.
Exactly. Anything else on your list there that, what are you hoping to get from Santa?
I like surprises, actually. What would I like?
They'd have to be careful that if they're giving you a cookbook anyway, because if it's no good, it won't last in the kitchen.
Yeah. I am quite particular about my cookbooks, actually.
Do you have a copy of Shirley's book? Shirley Lanigan was supposed to come into us this afternoon, but she's been held up and she wasn't able to
make
it.
No, I don't have a copy of her book, actually.
It's a really, really nice one, and well worth getting for somebody. And I know even Siobhan had brought it in from the book centre earlier on. So it's The Open Gardens of Ireland, and Shirley was in
that
a few
is
weeks.
Kind of on my list, actually. Yeah. The other thing on my list is some nice new pots for the garden, nice ceramic pots. They only last so long if you leave them out all year, you know, so I could do with a few new ones of that.
Some pretty pots. Actually, I saw a nice selection in Woody's recently. I had to buy a replacement pot for my neighbour because my peacock broke his flower pot.
Oh.
So I had to go and buy a replacement, and I noticed there were plenty in Woody's.
Yeah, there's good selection around, actually, and some nice colours, nice glazing on them, more traditional looking ones. So any of those, I'll happy with.
Some of the traditional ones are really, really nice.
They are, actually, yeah.
Well, we're running out of time in the kitchen garden for another week. That absolutely flew. So we're back one more Friday before Christmas. That's next Friday for the live show. And then, of course, the show is repeated every Monday from 4 to 5. Thanks very much for those who've sent in the questions and suggestions. We might compile some of those suggestions and read out a few last-minute Christmas gift ideas next week. And if you have any comments, tips or questions for the show and you'd like to get in touch during the week, I'm on Twitter at NesbittF, or you can get in touch with Mags at